For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
But we are honored to be joined by a legend. He's still the legendary voice of the New York Yankees in my mind, the great John Sterling. John, Tiki, Evan, how you doing?
Well, I'm doing great, and it's a pleasure to be on with you guys again.
Is there anything you'd like to tell us, John?
No, there's nothing I'd like to tell you. I will tell you.
Yes.
Now, we're going to make it official. Accuracy and Chris Olivero nicely asked me, would I return? I took a few days, and I said yes. You know, I miss the meeting with all the other broadcasters and writers and people behind the scenes. I kind of miss that. And I'll tell you what I really miss. I miss broadcasting with Susan, who was such a fabulous partner. And we were together so long. And, you know, this will give me a sad chance to, you know, a last hoorah and work with Susan again.
John, what have you been doing for the last 3 months? Watching a lot of Yankees or traveling around the world? Like, what have you actually been doing?
No, not travel. I've been traveling for 64 years on the air.
But that was work. I mean, like vacation travel.
Right. No, I've been watching a lot of games. I watch and listen to every Yankee game and watch and listen to every Mets game. And then all the other games, and you guys just mentioned it, the football season begins tonight.
That's right.
And I can't wait. And so sports will always be my life. I love it. And I combine, music and movies and ball games. And the amount of ball games will increase now that football is beginning. And then baseball will go into the playoffs. And then basketball and hockey will start. I'm in good shape.
So when do we get to hear you again calling Yankee games? You just told us you're coming back. When are you coming back?
The final week. The Yankees are home, and they begin with a 3-game series against Baltimore.
Yes.
That could tell you about first place. And then they play 3 against Pittsburgh, I think, to wrap it up. And then the playoffs. So I'm going to come back at the beginning of the final week.
John, wow. Do you still feel sharp? That, as in calling games, being right on top of it, having the energy that you're going to need, do you still feel it?
Well, I can only tell you this. Broadcasting the game, that's the easiest thing I do. I'm sitting down. I'm comfortable. I have a great partner. I've been doing this forever. I've been a Yankee fan since I was 8 years old. I know it's amazing that I got that job and have held it for so long. So the game itself is not a problem. My problem is I was getting tired going to places.
Right.
You know, and so this will only be, you know, a few weeks. And I guess that'll be that. Not I guess. That'll be that.
That's what I was going to ask you. So you will do final two series of the year, both at Yankee Stadium, Yankees-Orioles, Yankees against the Pirates, the postseason. Hopefully they win the division so you don't have to do the dopey wild card series. You'll do the divisional series. And then that's it. So the last game of the Yankee season would also be the last game you broadcast in your illustrious career, correct?
Correct. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And you know, it'll happen. It might happen in 3 games at the end of the year, or could go on to the World Series, I hope.
You don't believe that. They're not getting knocked out in the, hopefully not the wild quarter divisional round. You think they're better than that, don't you?
But one thing you do know, though, I have nothing to do with it.
You're not going to be playing.
They play. I just run my big fat mouth,
right.
That's all.
That's right. You know, it's interesting, you know, now that you're coming back for the last two series and then the postseason, does it feel like you'll get a more proper goodbye to the Yankee fans?
I hope so. I you know, I took a few days before saying yes, and I kind of feel a little sorry for the guys who've been doing the games, and they, you know, all of them, there's so many of them, and they've done such a great job, but, you know, they asked, and I said yes, and now that I said yes, I'm getting to really look forward to it.
This is probably a thought that's on everyone's mind right now, and it involves your home run calls. Are you going to prepare for any potential home run so we can hear some classic John Sterling home run names? Will that come back along with you when you return for the Yankee Orioles series?
Well, I'm certainly going to do my best.
Okay.
So, now there are a couple I haven't used on players who've just gotten there, Austin right. Wells and Alex Verdugo. And so, you know, we'll try to have fun with it. It's not a big thing. We'll try to do what we normally do, Susan and I. And I hope it works. As you guys know, when you go on the air, you really don't know what's going to happen, but you hope it works. So that's what I hope, too.
Have you had a chance to talk to Susan about this yet?
No. I think she has an idea. I'm going to call her, I think, today, because they're in Chicago with a day off.
Yes.
Oh, thank you. That's a good idea. I'll give Susan a call.
I think she needs a heads up.
She knows all. I'm sure she's aware. We're talking to the great John Sterling. If you're just tuning in, he will return for the final homestand of the Yankee regular season calling games right here on WFAN and throughout the postseason. So what did you miss the most? Was it just being in front of the microphone? Was it the people? What have you missed the most over the last 4 months?
I miss, as I said, working the games with Susan. Now, we're going to be friends the rest of our lives, and we're going to continue to talk, certainly. But it's just that doing the game, you know, you like you guys doing the show, together you build a product, and you hope the product's going to be great. It doesn't happen all the time, but it does every now and then. We'll say to each other, hey, that was a pretty good broadcast today.
Yeah.
So I kind of miss that. And I also miss the interaction with all the other writers and broadcasters. I like that. I really do. So, and people behind the scenes. So anyway, I'll have a little bit of it before, as I say, it's my last hoorah.
Yeah, I was going to say, have you ever been superstitious? Like, do you think that you coming back gives the Yankees some kind of extra and whatever it may be? Now, personally, they won't feel it. Obviously, the players won't.
Right.
Most players, having been in the NFL for as long as I was, you're oblivious to everything outside of it, especially on game day. But just, I don't know, lore-wise, it kind of feels, it would be feel appropriate, if that makes sense.
Well, I can assure you that I don't think I'm going to bring anything to the Yankees other than, you know, my play-by-play voice and my interaction with Susan. Will I have anything to do with the outcome of the game? Of course not. and as an ex-player, you should know that.
I know, but I know that fans think that they do. And fans, they believe that they do. And I think there's something to that.
Well, you could probably better answer this. I think when the stadium or the arena is filled and they're so up, I can see it giving the home team a little bit of oomph. But as you know, that doesn't mean they're going to win.
Yeah.
You mentioned earlier about Emmanuel and Justin, who've done a great job filling in Ricky Ricardo as well. But there is one guy I am curious about. I am curious if you had a chance to listen. Craig Carton did play-by-play for a couple of games. Did you get a chance to hear it, and what were your thoughts on his performance?
I did not hear it, and I can't knock it because I didn't hear it.
I mean, you can if you want.
You know, but many years ago, Carton said to me, well, I just want you to know, John, I may knock you, but I always say I want John to do the games. And so I said to him, which is true, I swear, you know, I've been working nights now for 60 consecutive years. It started in 1964 in Baltimore on a late night talk show. And, as a result, you know, I'm very much a night person. Frankly, I'd be a night person anyway. I was when I was a kid. But anyway, now, you know, I eat late, I sleep late, etc. So I told Carton, I said to him, you know, I've never gotten up in the morning to listen to you. So actually, I don't care what you say. So
that's a good way to look at it.
I think that point was well made.
Yes, very well. We're talking to the great John Sterling, who will return to the Yankee radio booth for the final homestand of the year and then for the postseason. Do you think upon doing it, because it, when you left a few months ago, it felt so sudden to all of us. It felt almost stunning. Mm-hmm. And I don't know for you if it was kind of out of nowhere thing or you were thinking about it, but does this give you the chance over the final, hopefully multiple weeks on a long playoff run, to almost kind of look around and smell the roses and reminisce as you're getting to call these final games of your great career?
No, absolutely. I think that part of it is great that I have, as they say, this last hurrah. And I hope it go well. I don't have any worry because working with Susan is so doggone easy. So, it's going to be my pleasure. And I'm glad I thought about it for a few days. And now I'm glad I said yes.
Well, I know, and you guys talked about it, like broadcasting isn't going to impact the team necessarily, but this team needs to get out of its funk. Mm-hmm. I mean, they've been bad for, like, I wouldn't say bad, John. They've been mediocre for a long period of time. I ask you, as someone who's watched it, are you concerned that this is just who they are? That maybe the first 2 months of the season was the mirage, and this kind of mediocre stretch is just who the Yankees are? What's your assessment as someone who's been sitting there watching this for the last few months?
Well, they certainly need help in the bullpen. And they're getting some guys back. Doesn't mean they're going to pitch well now. But I'd say they need help in the bullpen. Now, their lineup has gotten longer. I like that.
Yep.
I like Austin Wells. I mean, that's a big thing for the Yanks to have a left-hand hitting catcher. And Wells has shown that I like his at-bats. And he could be, you know, a 270-20 homer kind of guy, which is everything the Yankees want, and they want a left-hand hitting catcher. And then adding Jazz Chisholm was a great addition. It just makes the lineup longer. And the fact that Stanton is hitting the way he should, you know, that helps too. They have a chance. Let's put it this way. When they line up and take the field against another team, they're as good as that team. Now, will they win? I'm sorry, that I don't know.
Yeah.
I hope so, but I don't know. But they don't have to take a back seat, but they do need bullpen help.
Yeah, they do, and Aaron Boone basically indicated that it's not going to be bullpen by committee, but there's going to be a little bit more, I guess, thought in how they go about deploying the bullpen, in particular Clay Holmes. Yeah. What are your thoughts on that? Because it changes when you don't have a definitive closer.
Well, don't you see the big problem is they don't have a closer to put in, or they would take Holmes out. I mean, Booney is not going to knock anyone. So,
no.
But now the question is, do they put Heal back there? Do they put Clark Schmidt back there? They both pitched out of the bullpen, and Heal has the kind of stuff that you like in a closer. Frankly, I don't know what they're going to do, but
you'll call
they
it
have
when you
to
see
make.
It.
I'd say they have to make dramatic decisions because the team hasn't been playing well.
No doubt.
Now, you know, one thing, the minute they win a couple of games and people forget this part,
yes.
And they're only a half game out of first place, which is amazing.
Yeah.
Because of the way they played. But don't forget last night, the White Sox beat the tar out of the Orioles. Baseball is a different game.
I think Oriole fans are saying the same thing. Like, I can't believe we're a half game up on the Yankees with the way they played for a few months.
When
we're talking to John Sterling, he's coming back last homestand of the Yankee season in the booth, and then for the postseason. You said when Olivero and Odorizzi told you about this, you thought about it for a few days. I'm curious, what was the back and forth in your brain on deciding, should I do it or should I not do it? Take us into the thought process on making that decision to eventually come back.
Well, I feel a little sorry for the guys who've been filling in and doing such a good job. And then I had to ask myself, are you going to be able to do this every game? And, you know, I'll tell you the greatest decision, and you have to think about it for a minute. You know, in the regular season, you go away. Boy, they're long trips. I did that at the beginning of the year. Mm. Yeah, the four straight in Houston and I think two out of three in Arizona. But in the playoffs, the most you can go away for is 3 days. If you're, you know, playing one of those middle three games in a series in the other town. And, you know, 3 days is nothing. So even I can do that after all these years. So that was, I guess, a decision. I just took a couple of days to think about it.
Well, we're glad that you are coming back for the end of the regular season and ultimately the postseason. You're a legend, and we'll get to say a proper goodbye to you as opposed to at the beginning of the season.
There you go. Well, hopefully you'll get to make some amazing calls come October. John, we appreciate it, man. Congratulations. We will certainly be listening.
Thank you, John.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
There he is. The legend is back.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.